It's time for Over There with Marilla Rostroffer. Marilla is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there. As I say, my life has changed completely with the pandemic because I don't have to ask, you know, what country. It's all very good. It just leaves me to say, hi, Marilla, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. And I take the opportunity to wish a very happy new year to everybody in the hope that 2021 will bring some more good news than the previous year. This leads me directly to our short conversation today, and one that unfortunately I cannot avoid, as Europe is battling with the new virus that has unfortunately mutated in a virus that is more transmissible. A few weeks ago, there was still the hope that it would be possible to somehow make sure that this virus doesn't become dominant in Europe. But I believe it all already reached other countries as well as the United States already. But the country that is at the moment the most busy with it is England. This is, of course, a very serious matter, because if it is absolutely correct that it's up to 70% more transmissible, we have a situation that is way more serious than last spring. And that's exactly the reason why Prime Minister Johnson took the heavy step of going back to a full lockdown in England. I can say that this lockdown is very strict. Schools are closing. Colleges will go back to remote learning entirely. While vaccinations are of course taking place right now as we speak, but obviously it cannot go fast enough, since they are at the moment not enough doses. Northern Ireland and Wales will continue their lockdown. They were already into one. Scotland is also joining the lockdown in a very strict manner as well. It's basically all the conditions of last spring are coming back, but in a certain area even more stricter. To give just a simple example, weddings are going to be eventually allowed, not necessarily, and if they are allowed, it's going to be with a maximum of 6 people. Prime Minister Johnson sees maybe March as a step to better times, but this will depend heavily on how fast people can get vaccinated. Those lockdowns are very unfortunate. They are very unfortunate from the mental point of view. The effects are, I think, well known to everybody by now. It is extremely hard for older people to be constantly isolated. It is extremely hard for younger people to have almost no social life. And it is extremely hard for everybody else as well, who is simply tired of not being able to have some kind of a normal life. The economic, the effect on the economic life are devastating. There is also no need to reiterate how bad that all is for restaurants, for shops, for hairdressers, for basically everybody that has a business depending on people coming to their business. On the other hand, there is no way to avoid the fact also that the healthcare system in many places is getting to a limit. And I can also say that for sure in Switzerland, some part of Switzerland truly have reached almost their limits. It is still manageable, but it is undeniable that the fact that in Europe there is this possibility of traveling, let's not forget that we have a free movement, and while there is the obligation of filling some papers for the purpose of contact tracing, but yes, one can fill as many paper as one has to. The fact is that people did move a lot in Europe to go on holiday, to go visit family, visit friends, to go skiing. And all of this movement, obviously, in spite of all the restrictions and of in spite of all the precautions, has made possible that this virus has been basically traveling as well with people. So the effects are big, the numbers are bad, but there is still a lot of hope because the vaccines are being given right now, and everybody hopes that around March there will be eventually a turn of events. What is a little bit concerning, though, and I think this is the last point that I would like to bring forward, is the fact that because there are not enough doses for everybody to get vaccinated fast enough, the vaccine that needs two shots is being put into some kind of a trial. Some countries are eventually going to vaccinate as many people as possible with the first shot and give the second shot much later as previously planned. Normally, I believe from the pharma companies themselves, the vaccine had to be given like 28 days after the first shot. So many countries are considering, it's not decided everywhere yet, but many are considering giving this first shot to as many people as possible right away, and then give the second shot later than previously decided. So it would be later than the 4 weeks. This is a very sensitive matter because scientists do not completely agree on this tactic, as there is eventually the worry that by doing so, the virus would have time to adapt and eventually become a little bit more resistant. So this is going to be really a very interesting aspect to see how many countries are going to feel safe in giving the first shot and then the second shot later than recommended, and how many countries are going to stick to the plan and give the first and second shot exactly in the time that was given initially. So as we see, there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic. The vaccines are here, and it's being distributed, though one has also to emphasize the fact that there are very few countries that seem to be doing that smoothly, and that it seems like most countries are having difficulties with logistics, which was a challenge to begin with, considering the amount of people that have to be vaccinated as soon as possible. But it's here. We can see the light in the tunnel, and this is how I would like to end our conversation today.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.